My guest at this time is Van Hipp, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army, now head of American Defense International. More germane to our topic of conversation at the moment, though, is that he's the former chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party and was actually on the executive committee that created the South Carolina primary prior to the 1980 presidential campaign. And he joins me now as all the candidates on the Republican side head down to his home state. And, Van, it's always good to have you with us.
Craig, great to be with you.
Well, let's start with, I guess, where we stand after Iowa and New Hampshire, with Mitt Romney squeaking out a win in Iowa, a more convincing win, clearly, in New Hampshire on Tuesday night. South Carolina, though, like New Hampshire, has a reputation for a mind of its own on this, not necessarily listening to what the states had to say before, but how much momentum do you suspect Romney has coming into your state?
No question. He's got some significant momentum, but I will tell you, I think it's wide open in South Carolina. You know, South Carolinians pride themselves on always getting it right when it comes to picking Republican presidents. No other state has a better track record of always getting it right like South Carolinians. And I think it's because the folks of South Carolina, the majority of the primary voters, Greg, subscribe to a brand of populist conservatism that adheres to that old Ronald Reagan adage, vote for the most conservative candidate who can get elected.
And so that's what most of them are trying to say down there. A couple are more moderate, certainly. One of the things, of course, that conservative voters have to decide is if they don't like Mitt Romney, which of the alternatives do they think can win or is the most conservative? You've kind of got Rick Perry, who's staking perhaps the rest of his campaign on how he finishes in South Carolina, Newt Gingrich, who comes from next door in Georgia, and, of course, Rick Santorum, who's appealing to cultural conservatives. How do you expect them to shake out and be received by South Carolinians?
Right now, I would say it's really a battle between Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum to be the logical candidate to challenge Romney in South Carolina. So there's a lot of jockeying going on right now, back and forth between both camps. And of course, they're both reminded of what I call the Fred Thompson factor. Fred Thompson got enough votes in 2008 to basically keep Huckabee from being able to prevail against John McCain. So that's the question. Will one of them play the role that Fred Thompson played, in that being the role of a spoiler? So I think I know the Tea Party folks have a big convention in Myrtle Beach this weekend right before the presidential debate, and that's like the number one topic of discussion.
The conventional wisdom was that in Iowa, the biggest demographic there is the evangelical vote. In New Hampshire, it's more socially liberal, fiscally conservative voters. How would you describe who's going to be showing up a week from Saturday in your state?
Traditional Ronald Reagan grassroots conservatives. These are the people, these are the grassroots folks who got Ronald Reagan elected in 1980. It's a brand of what I call populist conservatism in South Carolina. For example, I will tell you, you've got Santorum has done very well with social conservatives. You've got Romney, who's done well with fiscal conservatives. Gingrich does pride himself on being a Reagan conservative. And I got to tell you this, great story. It's kind of like old times. Newt Gingrich has an Atwater campaigning for him in South Carolina. That's right. Sally T. Atwater, the youngest daughter of the late legendary national GOP chairman in South Carolina, Lee Atwater, is his youth chairman in South Carolina. So she's organized on the college campuses. So it's kind of like old times. But I will tell you this. I do think Romney scored a major coup this past summer when he got Curtis Loftus, a very popular state treasurer of South Carolina, to be his campaign chairman. And I will tell you this. If Romney does win, it will be largely because of Loftus and the ground game that he's put in place with fiscal conservatives. So I think it's going to be a very, very, very close race.
Well, you mentioned Lee Atwater, and he was certainly known for his aggressive campaign tactics. South Carolina itself, whether you go back to Bush-McCain, to some extent, even the 2008 campaign, for some pretty rough-and-tumble politics. Do you think that's because of the way South Carolina generally handles its politics, or is it just because we're now three states into this and there's so much at stake?
Let me tell you something. I'm from there. That's my home. And it doesn't matter if it's a presidential race or a county council race. If there are not some shenanigans going on, it's not South Carolina politics. That's just part of it, man. I don't know if it's in the water or what, but that's ever since I was a kid, it's always been that way.
And so as you look at the next week and a half here, what can we expect? Do you expect more of what we saw in New Hampshire with perhaps two or three of the alternatives going after Mitt Romney over his Bain Capital experience? Do you expect there to be a kind of a rivalry between the others who would like to be that non-Romney candidate? How do you expect the tenor to go the next week?
We're already beginning to see that, but it's going to be a much, much bigger turnout and more people participating than anything we've seen to date in Iowa and Hampshire. I'm expecting about 500,000 people to participate in this primary. You're going to see a lot of nonstop barbecues and rallies over the next 10 days designed to get out the masses. And that retail politicking still does very, very well in South Carolina. But I think you've got a situation where I would say Romney, I don't see how he could get over probably 32% of the vote in South Carolina. He can win with 32% of the vote. But there's no question that someone else can get 33% of the vote or more. The question is, and it's a chess game, to Perry and Santorum get enough votes to keep Gingrich from being able to defeat Romney. That's it, I think, in a nutshell.
Some national commentators have suggested, Van, that South Carolina might not be the most receptive state to folks like Romney and Huntsman because of the Mormon factor. Do you think that'll be a factor this year?
I think it's more of a factor with the national media. I think if there was a concern with that, it was dispelled in 2008 when Dr. Bob Jones III, the chancellor of Bob Jones University, came out and endorsed Romney. Bob Jones University, a strong fundamentalist Baptist school, well known in the upstate of South Carolina, he endorsed Mitt Romney in 2008. So I think that went a lot. Dr. Jones's involvement in the Romney campaign in 2008 went a long ways to dispelling that.
Last thing, any predictions?
Man, I tell you what, I think it's going to be a coin toss. I think it's going to be. I think either Romney or Gingrich is going to win it by hair. It's a lot depends. I think what happens on these. You've got two debates coming up in South Carolina, with less than a week to go before the primary. One next Monday night on Fox. One next Thursday night on CNN. And you better believe that those South Carolina primary voters will be watching both of those debates.
And like you said, they want to keep the streak going on picking the winner who ultimately wins the nomination as well. Van, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Van Hipp, former chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, was on the executive committee that created the South Carolina primary before the 1980 campaign. He's also a former deputy assistant secretary of the Army, and he's now head of American Defense International here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.